Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Rivera moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michaels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Fain moves to third. Mealy moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to first to double up Philly. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso bunts towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Fain moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobson hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Dobson covering. Safe. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Dobson covering. Safe. Bird moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Bird scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Wright pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.